Like this.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's too close. That's
I need to get my chair closer.
Okay. Do you want a different chair? That one has arms, so maybe it's in the way.
Yeah, no. This is better.
Okay.
Now be careful because you're plugged in.
I know.
Your head.
I am aware of my...
You got it. You're doing great, buddy.
I'm very self-aware of my body position.
There we go. All
right. Ooh, that's good.
I can feel my beard touching the screen.
It's kind of intimate, right?
It is. It's very intimate.
It's like it's a sneeze guard, basically, for like a...
It's a pop filter.
Like a...
Like
a salad bar.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Okay. So, Megan.
Yeah.
It's on you.
What? For what?
Well, we were talking about this.
A threesome?
Yeah. Mm. What's your deal? You've never had one.
Basically, weekly, I have them.
What?
Nope. I never had one.
When I worked at Starbucks forever ago, like over a decade ago.
Is that where they all happened?
Yeah. No, there was a teenager. Like
those are one-person bathrooms, John.
He was like 18 years old, and I was maybe like 25 at the time. I can't remember. I was just entering grad school, I think. And he was talking about all the group sex that they had in high school, and I was just amazed.
Yeah,
I was like, man, I was not mature enough for that shit when I was in high school.
I was having sex with 20 somethings, but only one at a time.
I was having sex with no one. I was drawing a lot and riding skateboards.
Cool.
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
And I had the worst sex ever with my high school girlfriend. It was terrible.
I remember that story.
It was on the sofa in my living room.
Did, like, quarters get stuck on your back?
No, it wasn't that. No, it was just that it was
a corn chip.
Yeah. No, it was just awful. It was so bad. I totally regret it. I wish that it had just... I don't even know.
Like, I think everybody has a horrible deflowering story.
Well, it was just like... I wasn't expecting it to happen, you know? Like, and then it was kind of like, hey, you know? And I thought like, oh, yeah. You know, like, and, you know, I don't know. We've been going out for a long time, you know, like, and so...
It hadn't crossed your mind that you might like to have sex with this person?
No, it wasn't that. It was just like, that was, you know, like, I mean, that's a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, I guess maybe it should be. I don't know. Like, I mean, it's like your first time, you know, like, I mean, Jesus, that, you know, you're a kid, you know, like, and plus, like me, like, I was just like into my own thing, you know what I mean? Like, and so that was not a part of the things I was into. I mean, like, I was like so into the stuff that I liked, you know what I mean? Like, I was, you know, it was just like, you know, it's just like, if it wasn't like art and skateboarding and like hip hop and punk rock music or whatever, like, I just didn't care about it.
That,
you know,
drives like, girls and women crazy, by the way. Like, we're like, why won't he look at me?
No, I mean, like, we like made out and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, it was, you know, there was...
Yeah, but you were thinking about...
Drawing
cartoon characters the whole time you were making out.
No, I wasn't. No, I was like, I was in the moment, but it's just like, I feel like, you know, the first time that you have sex is like a kind of a huge deal. And so like, I feel like if there was like, if I knew that was what was going to happen in that moment, I would have been better prepared.
What would you have done to prepare for that?
Well, you just would have known that was what was going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
What's the value of that?
Okay, if you know you're going to go swimming, you bring a towel and some trunks. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you didn't have a condom, is what you're saying?
No, that's not... I didn't. She was on birth control, like, mm-hmm. Whatever. Like, but I'm just saying that, like, you know, that's what I'm talking about, though. It's just like, if, you know, it's like, if you're like, hey... Come play softball with this. Like, you should probably bring a mitt. You know,
so were you like hesitant the entire time, and she was ready to go?
Wait, hang on. Like,
because that'd be interesting. You mean like in our, that's against the.
Hang
on,
in our relationship, or just like
just
in the moment?
Yeah, the.
Was she like pushing you into it? Yeah. Were you coerced?
No, not at all. It was just kind of like, I mean, you know, we would, you know, it's like, yeah, you have like naked make out.
No, I didn't.
Do you want to play naked makeout?
No, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, well, not like totally. I don't know. Like, you know, you're just.
I used to play Voltron with my pants off with Kenny Gokey.
Okay, all right. Well, that's amazing.
I think that's naked makeout.
Okay, but no. But I'm just. That's what I'm saying, though. It's like it. That's what I'm talking about, though. It's like, you know, you. I don't know. You know, you like make out or whatever. You know, like, you know,
yeah,
shirts come off and all that stuff, and you're doing everything but having sex.
Think about doing that now at our age.
I like, know, but when you're like a fucking kid,
weird? Wouldn't that be
no,
weird?
Yeah, totally, no. But that's what I'm saying, though. It's like, no, that. But when you're like, you know, the 17-year-old or 16-year-old kid or whatever, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a different deal. And so it's like, I thought this was just going to be like another Friday night, you know, like we
naked
make out
on the couch.
No, you know, it's just like, you know, I'll feel her titties or whatever. And, you know, like maybe finger her or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And maybe I'll get a hand job. I don't know. You know, like we'll see. And, you know, and then like, you know, and then it was all of a sudden it was just like, whoa, what are you doing? Oh, my God, my dick is inside of you. Like, I mean, like, and that's it. You know, and that was like, that was what was happening. I was like, oh, my gosh. And this is the terrible thing. Okay, so...
Oh, no.
So, okay, like, this is the best part of, like... Okay, so my living room at my house in high school, my
wood
my
paneling.
House, wood paneling so living room.
Oh, yeah.
Megan has been there. Anyways, okay, so this was, like, the best... Okay, so the living room was at the very far end of the house. Like, the house was, like, a really old, like, farmhouse kind of situation. It was, like, out in the country on some acreage and all that stuff. And so the living room had actually been added on to the house.
I'm getting it's a visual.
Front. You come in through the back of
yeah,
the
you
house.
Can, yeah, you don't
but
come
the
in
living
through the
room's
front
in
ever.
The very front.
Mm-hmm. So the living room, like, faces, like, the road that you drive up to get to the house.
Mm.
And so the living room is, like, the terminal point of the house. And my parents, like, got this security system when we first moved in. I don't know why. It's not like people broke into houses out in the middle of nowhere. But anyways, but they got one. And even when we stopped, like, using the security system, like, using the alarm and all that stuff, like, the motion detector was still in the living room. And so, like, my living room was the place where everybody brought their dates or whatever to make out or do whatever, because
everybody, like people in your class,
oh dude, no, just all my friends and all yeah. that stuff, like, because it's like if any for any reason, like my parents or anybody, you know, would turn the corner to the hallway, they still had kind of a ways to go before they enter the room.
Okay, yeah.
And if the light went off, you knew it was time to stop. And so, like, it, like, and my friends, like, nobody, like, once we were all there, like, nobody really cared. Like, because my room was on the far end of the opposite end of the house from the living room. So, like, if I had, like, a friend over who, like, had his girl over or whatever, like, I'd be like, yo man, you just, like, go to the living room, do your deal, we're gonna be, like,
do your deal
in my room, like, you know, playing
make
video games and shit, you know what I mean, like, you know, or we had a pool table, like, in the like, kind of sort of screened in porch area or whatever, you know. So it's like we were, like, hanging out on the opposite of the house, so if you, like, had your girl with you, it wasn't, like, really an imposition on what we were doing. So, like, if the crew was together and somebody had their girl, they could go to the far end of the house and do their shit, or, you know what I mean? Like, and then, like, if for any reason my parents got, you know, where they want to check shit out or whatever, like, they would know, like, oh, someone's coming, I gotta stop. And, you know, like, you know, or whatever, like, or if one of us, like, it doesn't matter. Like, if somebody was coming, like, you knew.
When the light went
off. Yeah. So, anyways. So this is happening to me. So I'm, like, in the middle of having sex for the first time, and it's just me and my girlfriend, and the light goes off in the living room. I'm like, oh my gosh! And then, like, I'm like, gotta stop, pull your pants up. You know, like, I mean, the whole deal. You know, like, I'm just like, holy shit, this is my, you know, and it was my mom, and you know, and so, you know, she pulled her pants up, and I'm, like, doing my deal. I throw a blanket over us or whatever, and there's a movie going, thank God, you know, because it's like, that's what we could pretend we were doing. And my mom was like, hey, are you all okay? You know, and I was just like, yeah, we're fine, you know, like, and, you know.
Leave me alone, Dana.
No, but, you know, but, I mean, that was the thing. It was like, so my mom's just like, well, I just thought I heard something. I was like, yeah.
You did.
You did.
She does talk like that.
I don't even know what, like, that never happened to me. Like, I never needed the light until the first time I was having sex, and then the light, like, factors into my life. And, yeah, and so, you know, like, I was just like, And so, like, literally the first time I ever had sex, like, I didn't come. Like,
no,
how
buddy.
Sad is that? No, here's the crazy part. This is where it gets crazier. And you're not going to believe me when I say this. No, I'm serious. It's
okay.
True.
All right.
Okay. So, all right. So after that, like, you know, it was like, I was, you know, I feel like I was pretty close, you know, like, and then it was going to happen, then it didn't. And then it was like the, you know, like, I think the blue balls thing is like kind of like a bit of a myth to some mm-hmm. degree, you know, perpetuated by guys who just want to get off. But in this case, like, it was real. Cause like, I had never, you know, like, cause here's the deal. And this is why. It's because my mom like has like zero boundaries. Like she has no boundaries. It's ridiculous. This woman, like she just like, well, you know, like I remember like at the point when I didn't want my mom to see me naked, you know, it's like, I was probably like in the sixth grade and I just started to get pubic hair and I was like, okay, you can't see me naked anymore. It was just like this like automatic thing. You know what I mean? Like I was just like, okay, you can't see me naked anymore. I have hair on my dick or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, or around it, not on it. Because dicks don't get hairy. But yeah, and so, and that was it. And I was just like, you can't. And so she walked in. I'm like, and it was weird. It was like, it was just one day. So the day before, if my mom had opened the bathroom door, I wouldn't have cared. And then the next day it was like, my mom opened the door. I'm like, Mom, I'm naked. And she's like, oh, it's no big deal. It's not like I haven't seen it before or whatever, you know? And I was just like, but you can't see it now. There's hair around it. I mean, I didn't say that, but that was what was happening. And, you know, and so, yeah. And so like, because of my mom's like sort of intrusive nature, I never masturbated my entire life.
Why? Wait a minute. I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, not many people know fucking about it because weird. I don't have the opportunity to tell the story very often, but it has an impact.
You mean you didn't tell Chris Boyd this story?
I did not. Chris Boyd was like, so Brian, have you ever masturbated? So anyways, so like I had never masturbated. Like, I'm not joking. Like, I never did until after that incident in the living room when I was having sex for the first time and the light went off. And so afterwards, when she had left for the evening, I was like, oh my God, I guess I got to do something. And so that was the first time that I ever did. And I was like 17 years old.
So you've been getting like hand jobs and blow jobs this entire time?
Yes.
You had to have come sometime. Or
yeah, something. Yeah. But like not of my own hand.
Hmm.
Which is odd because most dudes, when they can first start doing that shit, just like,
yeah, become, it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
I'm going to do this again.
But because my mom was like such a boundaryless intruder.
Yeah. Like PTSD.
I mean, cause like, that's the thing. It's like my mom, not only that, it's like, if my mom like ever like walked in on something happening, not only did she walk in on something happening and that's very embarrassing, but then she would tell anyone who listened to, about
just
what
to make a
that
comment
was.
About
yeah. Just
it
like,
too.
Just to talk about it. Like, oh, there was this one time, you know, like or whatever. And, you know, I walked in and, you know, there was your friend Shane and he's penis was just hanging out, you know, or whatever. Like, and it's just like, Jesus, Mom, you know, like, God, like, you walked in on my friend after he got out of the shower. Like, we don't have to tell everybody the story. You know what I mean? But and so that was like my whole life. And I
liked
like
that about your mom.
I know, but it was just like, I'm like, yeah, I'm not jerking off. And like, I remember my friends be like, yeah, man, you know, like, my dad left a Playboy out and man, I like totally jerked it. And I'd be like, cool.
That's a you different know? Type of
and it's funny too
crossing.
like if you guys seen God, what's the, oh man, I can't remember the name of the cartoon on Netflix,
Big Mouth.
Yes, like seriously. Yeah, no, I mean like that, it's just like that kind of thing, like people be like talking to me about it, you know, like, and I'd just be like, yeah, I've totally done it, you know, and then be like, I've never done that. And just like, because my mom is a like has zero boundaries. And I mean, like, seriously, if my mom had ever walked in on me jerking off, like everybody I know will have fucking heard that story. Like, seriously, like, she'd be like, so one time I just like went into Brian's room and then there he was on his bed and he had his penis in his hand and he was just going up and down, you know, and then, you know, I mean, like, seriously, that's the story that would be told. And so I was like, yeah, I'm just not going to do that shit because that story will never be told, and I avoided it.
Perfect time to introduce a show. Hold on.
Bell Collab.
Hey, hey, friends. It's Brian's mom, and this is Secretly Timid. I'm Megs, and I'm here with John.
Hello.
And special guest, Brian Gibb.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, it's Gibb? Singular? Yeah. Always Gibbs.
No, that's the Bee Gees. No, wow. It's not. Oh, they don't have an S on their name either.
Okay, well, which they do if there are two of them,
know,
and there were.
I know, but that's the thing.
So.
Like, I don't know why the plural of my last name is basically in the vernacular of, you know, human language.
Because you have such a large personality. It's
no,
like,
it's,
how many of them are?
Because it's like the brothers Gibb. Like, you know, that's the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
And everybody's just like, I'm like, yeah, what's your name? They're like, what's your name? I'm like, it's Brian Gibb. And they're like, Gibbs? And I'm like, no, I didn't say Gibb. Gibbs? I said Gibb. Like, and that's it. And it's like, I don't even, you know, it's like, and I think about all the other things. It's like,
that must be very frustrating.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder.
No, it's like, it happens all the time.
I mean, just imagine how many times people put an H in my name.
Is this painful for you guys?
Hang on, wait a second.
I don't care.
But it's the same sound. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, don't minimize his pain.
No, I'm just talking about, like, just Gibbs. If it's like John or John, you know, it's not like people are like, John.
Featured song of the
week. Featured song of the week, John. What is it?
Come Over, and then Bad Connection, Offset by what are those thingies called?
Parentheses.
Parentheses. I was gonna say Parallels. I don't know what's wrong with my brain.
I don't know either. I asked
by
myself
Ned Dylan.
Ned Dylan.
Ned Dylan. We featured some of his stuff before.
Okay.
So he's cool. A repeat offender.
There's a German pop star named Ray Dillon does a really, really, really bad cover of Major Tom.
That's just terrible.
Fun fact.
That's such a good song.
Bing, bing. Fun fact.
Yeah, so good. Can you turn my headphones up just a little bit, please? Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh, that's good.
Too much? Is
that's
it good?
Good, John.
You want a little bit more?
Yeah, I like that. It's nice. Hey, you guys.
Should we do our special announcement?
Yeah.
Just to give
you go ahead, because I don't fully understand the announcement.
Okay, listeners, just to give you a heads up. I need to take a break for my mental health. And so Secretly Timid is going to take a little bit of a hiatus, but we will be back soon.
Mm-hmm. We will.
And Megan might have her own show on the Secretly Timid Network.
I'm going to have my
Maybe.
Own show.
Maybe.
I don't know what it's going to be, and I don't know which
it's going to happen.
It will be, because I cannot carry a podcast on my own.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah, you could.
I totally disagree. Yeah.
You could do it.
Did you say anybody could?
I think so. Like, anybody
that does this just negated the sweetness of what you said. I'm just saying,
like, I feel like you do this, in, even though it's in the context of, like, someone else's, like, you know, initiative, like, the fact that you do it with regularity. You could totally do your own thing. That's what I mean. Like, okay. You could do it. I believe.
But you're still going to be on Secretly Timid.
Yeah.
But you could have your own show easily.
I thought one of those ideas was really good.
Yeah,
that
you know,
I
okay,
came
here,
up with.
Here's the problem. And maybe somebody wants to write in with some ideas. And I am open to them, of course. But
talk
about
to Secretly Timid at gmail.com.
About what your show would be about?
Yeah. So the working idea during lunch that day was...
That I came up with.
Oh, okay. That John came up with. Something about me going on dates, but having my first date...
Pre-date, before the like you go out to
like
get
a,
to drinks or
yeah.
dinner.
Wait, I thought that was a date.
It is.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You went on a date.
I didn't.
You totally went on a date.
No, I did not.
So this would be a date. This would be a first date. It would be like a 0.5 date.
Okay.
And they would come over and we'd order pizza and we'd get drunk and have a conversation and record
it. About the pizza part, that wasn't part of my...
Oh.
My, what's
well,
it,
then
my
forget
specs.
It. I'm not
you
doing it.
You order specs. Food since you don't grocery shop.
It's just you to interview the guy that you were talking about on Tinder before you
Here's
go out
the
on
problem.
A date.
Okay. That sounds like Murder City for me, right?
What are you talking about?
I invite some dude I don't know over to my apartment.
Yeah, but then you have the setup, and that diffuses anybody wanting to murder you.
Really?
You'd have to turn
they
this
definitely,
light on, too, so it would look
maybe,
like a...
Maybe.
They definitely don't want to steal the amazing sound equipment.
Okay, yeah, but where are you getting your dates from where people are, like, casing your place to steal from you?
You never fucking know.
There hasn't been a Tinder murder in a long time.
Oh, well. I'm just special enough.
I don't even know. I'm not on that
okay,
platform.
Okay, maybe I'm not going to get murdered, but, you know, I don't know.
I think it would be great, because then you could decide, you know, although, what, I don't like, want to go on a date with this guy.
It may create, like, you know, some kind of issues with people just, like, feeling, like, you
exploited?
Know. Exploited? Well, maybe not so much exploited, but just,
a little,
like,
exploitative.
It's a little bit, but... But I think that it's more along the lines of, like,
it'd be a fun story to tell your friends. Yeah. Oh, I this crazy chick put me on a radio show.
Oh, he wouldn't have to tell his friends. They could listen to it.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I think that, like, it just depends, though. It depends on the person. So, like, some people could do it. Some people could.
The other problem with this is that if I find somebody that I actually like, I have to stop going out on dates with new people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how committed relationships work, I heard.
It has a finite...
Right.
Life, this
so then
show
end
format.
A podcast. Then what? Yeah. Then I have to come up with another.
Yeah,
idea?
But I mean, like, you.
It could be just
to,
like, a 2-issue run.
Well, no, you could get I'm sure get a few out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could get a few.
Although,
out of
like,
it,
the problem is that, like, I don't know. I feel like it's like the bruised fruit, you know, or whatever. Like, you know, the ego of the person that you just got. It's like, oh, there's going to be another show with someone new. You know, like,
oh,
you know, that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Also,
like,
feeling.
Oh, I thought he was calling you bruised fruit.
Well. That's fair. No. That would have been
already
fair. That's what he was saying.
Jar of jelly.
No, but you know, like, it's like that kind of thing. Like, I mean,
the
like
freshness seal is.
I guess the thing
busted.
About it. I guess the thing about it is that, like, you know, in my weird, you know, non-date thing that happened the other day.
Yeah.
I just thought to my like, it's like I didn't feel any way about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like.
Well, you didn't feel any way until she told you she didn't feel any way, and then you had a lot of feels.
No, it wasn't that. I was my only feeling was like, are you kidding me? Like, you didn't answer a single question that I asked you with any kind of detail. You know, it's just like, you asked me a bunch of questions. I feel like I answered them in, you know, like, yeah, I mean, like, I'm used to people asking me questions, you know, and it's like, so I'll give you a good, nice, thought out, entertaining answer. And then, you know, like, you tell me, you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, she said to me, she was like, you know, I'm a thinker or whatever, you know, because she was like talking about how, you know, like how she wasn't a creative person or like a creator, but she's like, but she's a thinker. And I was like,
creative people don't think.
I know. Right.
Right.
But you know, and so, and you know, and it's like, and I was like, well, gosh, man, like, well, tell me about that. You know
tell
what I mean?
Tell me about,
like,
your thinking. Your
no,
thoughts.
But just like,
what
yeah, like,
thoughts?
You know what? Like, you know, I was kind of expecting like some sort of answer, like maybe like some profound thought or anything like that. And she had nothing for me. And I thought to myself, like, wait a second. Like, you know, I ask you about your, you know, you're like, oh, I'm creative in the kitchen and I love cooking. And I'm like, what's your favorite dish to prepare? And you have no answer for me there. And then you're like telling me you're a thinker and you can't think of anything to tell me.
She just said nothing. She's like, I don't know.
Well, no, she was just like, well, you know, I mean, like, you know, I read a lot. And I was like, well, what's your favorite book? I mean, like, I mean, I was seriously like trying to get.
Why are you interrogating this poor woman?
No, but it's just like, no, but it's like, I was.
No, those are fair questions.
Yeah. Like, you know, if somebody tells me like, I read a lot, like I read, you know, like I don't read a lot, but I read, you know, like I read maybe a book a month or something. You know what I mean? Like,
you look at mostly picture books.
No, but I mean, like, you know, I you know, it's like, if you're a reader or a thinker or something, you know, it's like, if you're somebody who's like, you know, that's your thing you're passionate about, like, Jesus, you should have at least a half a dozen books you could tell me that I should read.
Yeah.
And you should at least have an original thought or two for me. And they didn't.
Well, speaking of which, we should probably introduce Brian to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
so
explain
Brian
who
Gibb,
you are.
Brian Gibb.
Gibbs.
Our
Gibb.
Friend.
There's no S. Please do not put an S.
Brian
on
Gibb. Brian, tell us about yourself. You are the owner of a gallery.
I am the owner and director of the Public Trust in the Design District in Dallas, Texas. I just celebrated the gallery's 15-year anniversary.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah, that's a long-ass time
that
to do any one thing, especially that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
How do we all know each other? I mean, I know how well.
Yeah,
I mean.
Well, you know, you and I used to date.
Yes.
We were a couple.
You're like the Denton It couple.
Yeah.
Were we?
Denton.
I think so. Yeah.
We lived together. You were my first live-in boyfriend.
Oh, that's. I never knew that until you mentioned it the other day.
Really?
I didn't realize that. You never said, oh, you're from my first live-in boyfriend. But, Yeah, you didn't.
I surely told you at the time. You I've didn't. Never lived with a boyfriend before.
No, you never did. Oh, but I think that like that's great though. You know, like I mean, I think that like spoke to like, you know, the natural progression of our relationship and
those
you know,
were
like,
fun times.
Yeah, no, I mean it was great. You know, like and you know having your brother there and. You know, that was amazing. It was good. It was, I mean, like, my Denton days are definitely some of my most fond memories, easily.
God damn it, that place.
Yeah, no, you know, it's where I started my whole thing, you know, like, art prostitute, you know, and then the gallery, and then moving to Dallas, and all that stuff. But, yeah, so, you know, I own a contemporary art gallery. Things are much different for me now than they were then, but... But yeah, I mean, I you know, I think that my biggest you know sort of effort at this point now, you know, obviously besides you know keeping everything going and all that sort of thing, is just to you know like I really want to do things that kind of leave like an indelible mark on you know culture, you know, and you know I you know it's like it for me it's more about just having exhibitions and selling things, but you know kind of creating things that you know have a bit more of a lasting life than just, you know, having a show and, you know, it closing and people forgetting about it and moving on.
So where is your gallery?
It is on Irving Boulevard at Manufacturing in the Design District.
That's both my tattoo parlors are right around that area.
Yeah, I know. It's
Pristine and what's the other one that I went? The Third Eye Gallery. It's right down there, too, somewhere.
2042 Irving Boulevard, Suite 130. It's a side entrance to that building. It's right next door to Collage Classics, which is easily the best, like, you know, original mid-century modern furniture gallery in the state of Texas, like, and possibly the nation. They have a studio in New York as well, but the guy that runs that place is amazing, and we are right next door to them, so you can come see me. You know, like check out some artwork and then go next door and
what do you have coming up here?
Buy a forever piece of furniture. Up next is an exhibition that I've been working on for a while. It's Mick Rock, who is the photographer who photographed David Bowie and Debbie Harry and Freddie Mercury kind of in their seminal years. I mean, it's, you know, like, it's not something that I would normally do from a programming standpoint. Rock photography is not something that's in the lens of what we're focused on normally. But because of the subjects that he worked with and kind of the era of music he was a part of, which was kind of the soundtrack of my youth, it's something that I have a tremendous interest in. But beyond that, it's just like super iconic imagery. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to, you know, partner with the Jewel Hotel and Toshin Library and Midnight Rambler and all that stuff, you know, to, I mean, like, that second week in September is going to be crazy. Like, it's going to be, yeah, not to be missed, anyway.
Bonkers.
I mean, and the other thing, too, is that it's, like, it's real, I mean, it's, like, the picture you have of somebody who was around that, like this guy, like totally fits that bill, you know? And so it's like, it's real. It's somebody who is like around like real rock and roll. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, and the, you know, just the iconic nature of like everybody that he dealt with and, you know, photographed and, you know, and he was kind of somebody who was on the inside looking out. So I feel like the vulnerability of his subjects and things like that are just way different than just like some photographer who showed up on set that and
this is one of the most famous pictures of Debbie Harry.
Yeah. I mean, he's shot like, God, probably over 100 album covers. I mean, but yeah, he just, I mean, it's really amazing. I mean, I'm so excited about this show and, you know, I feel like it's, you know, part of it is, you know, I mean, you know, obviously it's an art exhibition, but also like, I feel like it's, you know, some kind of, you know, like culture or, you know, sort of history lesson, you know, like, I mean, it's something that I'm really glad to be able to do and happy to have the opportunity to work with.
I am interested to see this.
It's going to be ape shit. That's it. It's going to be fucking amazing. Like, I mean, we are going to like suck all the air out of Dallas that second week in September. Like, nobody's going to be doing anything, but we're but what we're telling them to do. Like,
not so much air as carbon dioxide.
Yeah, whatever.
A lot of that around here.
Oh, about the Amazon?
That's monoxide. Yeah. That's carbon monoxide.
Yeah, the Amazon.
I was making a joke about just people talking and not listening. And anyway, it was a stretch.
Can we talk about brunch for just a quick minute?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Because I do want to rant about those fucking dogs in the restaurant. I'm not a fan. All right.
Let's go ahead.
There's a lot of dogs
get
in
out
the
of
restaurant.
Your system, buddy.
That we went to. What restaurant did we go to?
It was Toulouse.
Over on a French restaurant.
Knox Henderson.
Fine dining. I was wearing my Critters t-shirt.
Yeah, but you know,
I didn't know it at the time.
It's got a collar.
It's a ringed tee. It's wonderful. A white tee with red rings is, if you're going to wear a ringed tee, that's the one to wear.
I'm just glad it didn't say anything about dicks.
We talked a lot about dicks,
that's
though.
That's a win. Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of dogs in this restaurant, and there's stories everywhere. I'm also not a fan of public crying. There was a woman that was sitting where I could see them.
What?
There was public crying?
Yeah,
why
she was crying. She was crying. I'm like, what are you doing? Don't
like
fucking
sobbing,
cry.
Like holding her face. Like
no, it was very like crying for Instagram.
No.
Get out of here.
They were much like they're two gorgeous women. Okay. And a handsome man, and I don't know what news he told her, but she was crying. And
tears going down. The black lady behind me with the nice skin?
But she was crying.
She was
crying for Instagram. Not the one with the longer hair.
Hang on.
The phrase
crying for Instagram.
It was just, looked very posed.
Yeah, but who cries to be posed for anything? No.
Are you joking?
Besides actors.
No.
Hang on.
People... You're in the art world. You know all about fake people.
No, people
fucking cry for Instagram all the time.
She got up and left and came back, and she's still crying. But she was she's eating her eggs with tears running down her face.
And she's crying.
And it made me mad.
Okay, yeah, but I don't
Why
even know.
Why did you not alert us to this?
Seriously, that's crazy.
I'm very stimulated right now.
It's like you're the authenticity of the cry, I feel like, would be something I would like to judge.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was not very
because like
authentic.
I cry sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I'm okay to
that's
cry.
That's fine. That's fine.
You know, but it's like I don't think I would ever cry. You know, for Instagram or like
you wouldn't do a lot of things for Instagram that people do.
I don't know, but God. Please, next time,
someone
is crying.
You knew that we would be interested in that information.
I was looking at that corgi in that fucking hat, and that was like the only thing I was fixated on. And you got a person fake crying for Instagram.
There was a corgi in a hat, then there was Blossom down the way with her stupid fucking hat on, and she had a dog, too. And then another dog came in with the floppy-eared dog that looked like Lady from Lady and the Tramp, whatever fucking breed that is. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, why are there so fucking rich people... with their fucking dogs everywhere.
Okay, so we have a dog in a hat, Instagram.
You're at a fancy place.
Blossom.
If they pull out this fucking stick with sticks on it for people to put their purses on.
Oh, I saw that.
On demand.
That was bizarre. Put it on your fucking chair, you lazy asshole. What the shit?
Look, guys, I'm sorry that I took you all to
The food was amazing.
The food's good.
Yeah,
that
it
place
was pretty
is
good.
Solid. I mean, that place has been there, like, forever.
And some of those people are way too,
it is an institution of that street.
Yeah, it was fine.
And just model
the
perfect
really
J.
Good.
Crew people. And also, like, there's also some, like, art team people, too. Like, the people that are like, I'm gonna look like I'm from 1993.
Yeah.
I saw
retro.
There was a girl that was scrunchie. There when I was waiting for you guys to show up, and she she was wearing like a total like boob top, you know, sort
What's
of
a
situation.
Boob top?
You know, just like a
tube top.
Yeah, you know,
a tube top.
No. Just like she was wearing like a shirt that like you know was like super low cut. She wasn't rocking a bra, you know, like and it was weird because like she was there with her girlfriend. You know, and they were not, you know, it's like they weren't together. You know what I mean? Like, but it's like, it was a weird thing. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I thought to myself, like, wow, you know, that girl, you know, like has nice boobs. You know, it was just like an observation.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, okay. You know, that's okay.
Sure.
You know, Megan, you have them. You
I
know,
do. Like, I, observations or boobs?
No, boobs.
Nice boobs.
You have nice boobs.
They're nice. Yeah. They're really good.
Yeah, they are. They're solid.
I usually don't wear, I don't rock boob shirts very often, but.
Yeah, but you know, so she's like.
But when
know,
I take my shirt off, look out.
Yeah, no, but I mean like, but you know, so I was like saying, I was like, gosh, that's crazy. And I thought to myself, like, this is this place though. Like, not so much like this place, but like this area where it's just like everybody like, you know, is like sort of like. You know, it's weird, man. It's like this, like, kind of peacock show or whatever.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Where, oh, yeah. You know, totally. Like, where everybody's just like, check out my feathers. You know, like, you know, and I just thought, and that's what I always think of people when I see it. You know, it's like, and, you know, I thought to myself, like, this is so weird. I was like, you know, like, you know, like, you're here, you're at Toulouse, you're going to have some brunch, you know, like, I mean, you look great in that. Like, that's totally working for you. But it just seems like a weird move to make for brunch with your girlfriend.
She's in her 20s, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably. She's like, you know, 25, 26.
She's a little baby guy.
Yeah, totally. But, I mean, it was just like a really funny thing. And I was like, you know, and so they left, you know, like they were sat before we got there and they left before we did. Perhaps I should have pointed them out. Like, you should have pointed the crier out.
Pointed maybe. The boobs out or the women?
Well, just them. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, it was just like, it was a strange thing because I just thought to myself, like, were you, you know, it's like, you know, being like single now, you know, like thinking about that stuff is like such a weird thing. It's like, you know, here they are. They're, you know, it's like, you're here. You're, you know, you're like, hey, look at me or whatever. You know, it's just like, but what are we supposed to do? Like, was somebody supposed to react to that?
Yeah.
Like,
what do we do with this information?
No, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's what I'm like really wondering about. It's like, I mean, I feel like that's kind of the safety of like the dating app. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like you can just like, you know, message somebody or whatever. You know, it's like you respond to their image, you message them, you have a text conversation, that kind of thing. And then, you know, you move on from it or whatever. But it's just like when somebody is like putting themselves out there in this like way where it's like clearly like a single, like, hey, look at me, you know, like, and it's like, are we supposed to just be like, oh my gosh, I think you look like a really interesting person. I'd like to get to know you more. You know what I mean? Like, we're supposed to feign like that. That's why we're interested in this person.
Well, sometimes that is.
I don't even know.
What I look for is funny answers. I mean, also your face hopefully is nice, but. But if you give funny answers to questions on like Hinge or something, that's what I care about.
I don't. I mean,
basic.
You heterosexuals shit, are just
fucking weird.
Fucking weird. Because there, it seems like there's a lot of. So
we're not doing the format, the like, how's your week thing.
No, we
you don't
want
to do that. You wouldn't want to do that.
Do you want to do it one last time? Because I actually do have stuff to talk about my week.
It's your fucking show, man. We can do whatever you want. Here's what we'll do. Brian, how was your week? Do you want to tell us about some things about your week?
Sure. My week was...
You have very thick fingers.
Do I?
Yeah. Just observation.
Okay.
They're just man fingers.
Yeah.
I got some man hands.
Instead of lady fingers,
you
they're
do.
Man
I've,
fingers.
See, I've got lady hands.
I would
put your hand up against mine. Oh, see, my hands aren't as small as I thought they were.
No, it's not about, and I don't know,
your hands are, mostly.
You have good sized hands.
Megan's hands are larger than my hands.
A little bit
bigger. Okay, yeah, that's true.
No, but your fingers are just longer, that's all.
Well,
you're
they're
taller.
Also fatter.
Yeah, but you're taller, you know, whatever.
How was your week, Brian?
My week was, it was okay. It's a little, you know, we in the run up to Mick's show, it's a little stressful. You know, like I went on a half-assed date, I guess.
Oh, good. Now he's the
acknowledging
D word,
it.
Finally.
No, yeah, ugh. But it was a halfway date.
You were asked out on the date also.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. You know, no, I think that's cool. I'm just saying. Like,
and but she went, paid but, because she asked
she
you.
She paid.
Yeah, you which know, is but we met for drinks. And then after, here's the thing. It's like, I feel like if it's a date, like... You know, like, maybe I pick you up. I don't know. You know, like, I don't know that that's not necessarily a thing. But we at least do more than have a couple of drinks and bounce. You know
I think
I mean?
That is totally a date, is having a couple of drinks and then either fucking or saying, we're not doing a fuck.
Look, buddy, I was also out of the game for quite a bit. And things are totally different in our 30s.
Okay.
Totally, totally different.
Or
and
early
your early 40s also, I imagine.
Well, you're about to be there, so don't front.
I'm not. I understand how chronology works.
Wait, you're 39 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the next birthday is 40, so.
Okay, well, I'm not there yet,
and
so
in
just
1 year,
hold your britches.
And I'll be like, okay.
All right. Yeah, that'll be.
We're both in our early 40s.
What a triumphant day that will be for you.
Totally middle-aged.
Man, I'm not going to make it past.
Yeah, you will. You're going to be old. 70? It's okay.
Okay.
All right, anyways.
So, look. Like,
lay it on me.
There are a bunch of rules that you don't know about. First of all, there you have to have, when you find somebody eventually that you like really like, that you want to go on a bunch of dates with, maybe into months and maybe a year, you have to first have the exclusivity conversation.
Clause. You have to put that in the contract.
Let's be exclusive and not see other people. But just because you're exclusive doesn't mean that you're boyfriend and girlfriend yet.
What?
That is a separate conversation.
Okay.
Well, which is so fucked up to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that like that, I mean, I think for me, because of my situation is a little different than like someone without kids, you know, like,
oh, definitely. Yeah.
So like, I mean, I feel like, you know, like for me, you know, like, you know, there will be no like casual meeting my children kind of thing. You know, it's just like if somebody's going to meet my kids, and that means that we are kind of in that place.
Can I ask you a question? You know? Since you are a parent, and we've been talking a little bit about sex today.
Yes.
Oh, just today. Yeah, we don't talk about it other days.
So when you impregnated this lady, did you know it like afterwards, like that's the time that's when it happened?
No, I mean, what? No, yeah,
you know, no. Like that time that, you know, we had that quickie at
no, I mean,
the Hilton, when I had you sprayed down on the, you know,
no,
splayed.
Yeah.
He did spray though.
Yeah.
I fucking sprayed. You remember
and
that
you
story?
You fucking sprayed.
No, but no.
That's when it happened. You're like, oh my god, it wasn't even romantic. It was just a quick pump and dump.
No, that is a
pump
no.
And dump. Gross.
A super no.
It wasn't a pump and dump.
No, you have no idea when the moment was.
Do you have like one where you're like, I'm just gonna in my memory say that was the time?
No, I mean, you just
had a good performance.
Like, no, you just like, you know, it's like you're just you pull the goalie and then you go. You know what I mean? Like that's it. You know what I mean? Like,
and so it was planned.
Yeah, yeah. All, yes, of course.
All of them.
We're married. Yes.
Don't say
you had more
course.
Than one.
I have three children.
I did not know.
Oh yeah, there are three.
Eight,
three
six,
little baby guys
four.
Running around there.
Wow.
Yeah. But they are so sweet. I love those guys.
But you have a favorite.
No, I do not.
Every parent has a favorite.
You're lying.
You're not going to say
I'm not,
it.
I'm not,
you love all your children, but there's definitely one where like that one I'd rather have
this
a drink
one is
with.
Cooler for sure.
This
no.
one's.
I'm telling you, no, it's just like as non-child having people. I know that you want that to be the case.
No.
It is just not. Like,
no,
it
is.
Okay, here's the thing.
Every
here's
parent
the, here's the deal
that I know
that is
who is honest will say, I do have
there
a favorite
children,
child.
Okay, like there are children who most resemble you, but that doesn't mean they're your favorite.
It's
you
interesting
I mean?
That you bring that
so
up because we didn't even mention that.
No, but my middle child and I have more in common, you know, from like who we are as people.
So okay. That's your favorite.
There it is.
No. I'm
you heard
you,
it here
like,
first.
No, that's what I'm
it's
saying.
It's not like you think the other ones are shit. It's just that you
No,
know.
I'm just saying it's just like, no, it's... I'm
Maybe if there
you,
was a fire, you'd go
no,
get that one
no,
first.
No, it's not. That's not it. Yeah. I can't explain it.
You can save one kid.
No.
Just kidding. We're kidding. We do not want your kid.
No.
Nothing about
I'm
fires.
Just saying, like, that's not a thing.
Okay.
For me, anyway.
My parents definitely love me more.
I think I'm. I'm definitely my mother's favorite.
Okay.
Yeah,
my father was my sister is my father's favorite pre-divorce.
I mean, you know, it's like I feel like outside in. You know, like maybe that's like easier to call. You know what I mean? Like, but when it's your own kid, it's just not that way. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't even think about it. I mean, like mainly like because I've seen a lot of inequity between siblings and how it's affected, like. People in adulthood and I conscientiously work against that. You know what I mean? Like it's just like because I think that that's terrible and shitty, you know, like when kids feel a certain way about how, you know, their parents are with this sibling versus that one or whatever. And I just don't want any part of that. You know, like and but yeah, you definitely have kids, you know, you have children that you relate to more than others because they are more like you.
Yeah, but
and that's it.
Not a favorite.
But no, but it's not a favorite. I'm serious, man. Like, I love all my kids the same.
Of course.
No, it's like, it's not, I, like, that's not a, that's not.
We're just giving you a hard time.
I know, but
we don't know anything about, we don't even know what kids look like.
But I mean, I've had a lot of cats. I definitely had a favorite cat. I love all my cats, but there's one that stands out above all the other ones.
I didn't have a favorite dog. So, okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Now that I've thought about it in dog terms.
Sure.
Anything else? What about the rest of your week? Anything else?
I mean, outside of those things, like, it wasn't super crazy. You know,
you went on your first date.
No, it wasn't a
date.
We're
so excited.
No, it's not. It wasn't a date. It was not.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Does Mick Rock have a rider?
What do you mean?
Don't they, isn't that what you call a rider? Like, things that they want to have
in their
dressing room and stuff?
Yeah, no. It's not. It wasn't anything like officially sent over, but
yes, you know, there were conditions.
Yeah, he had some requirements. Sure.
You don't want to share them because it's private.
No, that's fine. You know,
he loves Wendy's.
Oh, who Wendy's, doesn't? I love Wendy's too. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna
just kidding.
Burger King. I'm gonna try an Impossible Burger tonight. I'm very excited.
Oh, they're really good. I had my first one the other day. No, have you had one before?
I had one at a fucking
I was really surprised at how delicious it was. Delicious it was.
Did it taste like good. Beef?
No.
Not really. It had a lighter, less dense texture.
Is it, what color is it? Is it green?
It's pink. No, it's like pink. I mean, like, because
the thing is, you cook it
on the outside, and you cook it basically like 3 to 4 minutes per side, but you don't. But the middle will stay pink. Like, so if you cook it like all the way through, you've ruined it.
No.
Yes, you have. That well done thing that you do is horrible. Like,
I don't care about your opinions about
me. It's a fact. Like, anybody that orders a well done hamburger is doing it wrong. It's okay. It's how you like it, but it's not right.
It's supposed to be juicy.
Yeah.
I don't want juice in my meat.
Steaks can sometimes be really hard to cook properly because you want the outside to be kind of like, especially if it's marbled, to be kind of well done so that marble
is
really
sear.
Good. But. Yeah, but you want the inside to still be red and juicy.
I mean, it's like brisket. You want that bark to be like flavorful.
Bark.
Yeah, no, what it's called.
Get that flavorful
and then,
bark.
But the inside to be like tender, slightly pink. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want that shit to be dry and terrible. Where you have to put a bunch of sauce on it. You know what I mean?
Penis.
I like sauce.
Can you
sauce
say penis and, like your mom again? I like how she
penis.
Says it.
So anyways, back to Mick's situation, which has nothing to do with any of that. So he required a few things, but, you know, whatever. There was the first class flight, which, you know.
Okay. He deserves it.
You got a fantastic deal on that, though.
I did. I got a good deal on the flight.
You really did.
I really am pleased. It was like double what I might have paid for a coach flight, which, you know. Usually when you think of first class, you think of triple or more. So I can't complain. But he requires a daily massage. And then vegetarian
a
meals.
Massage.
You know, but that's pretty much it.
Impossible burger.
And, you know, he's got a room big enough for him to do yoga in the morning, which he totally has, courtesy of the Jewel. The JewelDallas.com.
Speaking of yoga, the guy that moved into our left totally looked like a yoga instructor.
That's a good thing.
I can totally like spot a fucking yogi out.
You're like, gonna try and bang this guy?
No. No, he's gross. His teeth are yellow.
Ooh. Oh,
probably a former smoker.
That's not even, oh my god! Like a yogi with yellow teeth makes no sense to me.
Yeah, that's not very holistic.
Yeah,
is
seriously,
it?
No. But just brush
also
your teeth.
Also, take
and they
care
won't be
of
yellow.
Your mouth, for Christ's sake.
But the abusive Spaniard that was there before was—I really liked his dress shirt.
Oh well, that's important.
Yeah,
I'm glad that.
He seemed like he was he could be a emotionally abusive to the young woman that he was with.
Oh man, that is a band name if I've ever heard one. The abusive Spaniard.
Yeah.
All right, John.
Yes.
How was your week?
Thank you so much for asking.
You're welcome.
I've had I need to knock on some wood.
This is solid wood. So go ahead.
I had
IKEA.
Past 3 weeks of my life have been really, really good.
Ooh.
Even though the world around us is burning, I'm doing great. My bank account is doing great.
How can we sleep when our beds are burning?
I don't fucking know.
Very peacefully.
I do
sometimes.
Feel very, I mean,
depending on how much money you have.
When I smile, I feel a little guilty because I shouldn't be smiling so much. Let's see. I cash in a poker tournament. And then I won a bunch of money on some virtual slots when I was also playing online poker. Mm-hmm. And then I chopped first place in the WinStar Daily Tournament for over a grand. And then last week I got a really beautiful hand tattoo.
It is very nice.
And so... Oh,
it's pretty extreme.
And
that's an intense tattoo.
Is it really? I don't think so.
You don't have any hand tattoos, Brian.
I have zero tattoos.
It's gorgeous, though. It's
look,
no, it is.
I have to say this. Like, my acumen for good tattoos is...
I've got a lot of bad tattoos, but I'm now getting good tattoos.
As someone who has no tattoos is super high. Like, so looking at that tattoo, I'm like, that's a good tattoo. And, like, you know, I mean, I know a lot of really good tattoo artists. Like, I like them as tattoo artists, like them as actual artists. Like, you know, not that that's not an artistry, but people who can actually do something
there
else beside do tattoos on people's skin. Yeah, I was really impressed. I was like, man,
thank you,
like,
Nari. And there were times when I was getting tattooed that it was really awkward. Nari's a... actually, he's kind of my height, but he's bigger than I am, and he's shaved head, big old like goat beard, you know. But he's a really sweetheart of a man, but he's still heterosexual. So when
So
it was funny when I was getting my hand tattooed. You know, there's times like because the hand's not a flat surface, so he really has to manipulate the skin. So there's time. Let me demonstrate on you.
Please do.
Where I
could use a hand massage.
Where it's like this. Where it looks like I'm offering my hand in marriage, and he's doing this, and I'm like, I'm holding.
You keep doing that
for the 4 hours. The straight man was holding my hand.
Nice.
Yeah. That is nice.
Well,
I don't think I've had a straight man hold my hand for 4 hours, and I am a straight woman.
And I worked myself up so because I thought it was going to hurt a lot, and so the day of, I got really stressed out, like almost like the feeling of. When you're going up a roller coaster, you know, where I was just like, man, what am I going to do if I start and then I want to tap out? I'm going to have this, you know. But it really didn't hurt. Really
yeah,
as
but
much as I
mean, like,
it would.
You have so many other tattoos. Like,
I know, but here's the
that guy's
the
my favorite there.
The trick is you forget about all the pain. Like, think about, like, last time you got hurt, you probably forgot what it really felt like.
No, I remember.
Oh,
it was
I
emotional,
always forget,
but I remember it.
And
yeah,
then
but I mean,
remember.
Like, but, okay, like, as somebody who doesn't have a tattoo, but, you know, it's like, you know, like, I feel like I have a tolerance for pain, like physical pain, just from lots of years of skateboarding and all that stuff. Like, but that
and
stuff
blue
is
balls.
Like, yeah, blue balls. But I mean, that stuff's like really blunt and, you know, like hard and, you know, like kind of lasts for a second. And
it's
not something
acute pain.
Yeah. Like that, it's not something that like somebody does to me, you know, similarly for 4 hours straight or something. So like, what is that like? I don't even know. Like,
it's always like whenever it starts to hurt bad, like the time it really didn't hurt that much at all. It was more annoyance when the closer you got to the knuckles.
Yeah.
That's when it hurt a lot. And after about 4 hours, no matter where he touched hurt because the skin was
so
irritated.
But, you know, like versus like lining versus like shading.
Lining was fine. Shading. I hate shading. Shading kind of sucks. But the good thing about it, when he said it was acute, it's kind of acute too, because she's not straight on doing it for very long. It's like, you know, 15, 20 seconds at a time. So you can kind of just time it out into your head and squeeze your toes and squeeze your butthole.
No, I mean, like, I'm super fascinated by it. There's
squeeze
like
your butthole.
There's Kegel. Like a few people that I would love a tattoo by. You know, like Nico Hurtado is one of them. You know, maybe Chris Nunez, you know, Mike Giant, you know, like, I mean, like, but I always think about like that, you know, it's like kind of thinking about what I would want and it's, you know, kind of big and pretty involved. And I just, you know, it's like, and I just think about like, I have nothing to compare it to, you know what I mean? Like in terms of like, you know, like I know it hurts, you know, like
bee sting. They're like a bee or a cat scratch.
But
bee?
Like, is, no, that,
cats
is that a,
and cat
but is that like a constant thing? That's what I'm saying.
Because it stings,
like,
and it gets really kind of annoying at it after.
But
a
I mean,
while.
Like, but you know, it's like you see, you know, I don't know, you see like all the viral videos of people getting tattoos, and they're like, you know, like their reaction to it is just like comical. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and you kind of wonder if they're like playing to. You
yeah,
know,
they are.
You know, yeah, but
I mean, there are some people that cry in restaurants.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, but yeah, I just I've
just
always
a really
been
good
so
omelet,
curious
right?
about like what that feels like. You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm so picky about just kind of like visual things in general mm-hmm. that it's like if I were going to get one, it would be by like one of the best tattoo people like in the world. You know, but it's just like I think, but you know, like I just think about like what am I signing up for if I do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I pull the trigger on it, like, you know, it's just like, I would like to think I could sit and get through it or whatever, but it's like, I don't even know. It's like, so you're like,
start small.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like, but nothing that I want is small. You know what I'm
saying?
I mean,
but it is. It
go
is
ahead
small.
And get that butterfly tattoo.
Get it.
That
no, but if about. You got like, let's say a huge back piece, you wouldn't do it all in one sitting anyway. You'd start small to begin with.
Yeah. But no, I don't know. I guess it's just that, you know, it's really just that like, you know, committing to something if I, you know, yeah. if I were going to do it. And it's just like, you know, like obviously I want to see it to the end. You know, like if I was going to get like a half sleeve of, you know, like some kind of portrait or whatever, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is, you know, but knowing that, like, if I started it, like I could finish it. Like that's, I feel like it's like a tattoo is like a great unknown for me, you know, like, and so I'm always interested to see like what people compare it to that I can relate to, you know, like having, you know, it's like, so you say like a bee sting, it's like, you know, I've been stung by a bee or yellow jacket or whatever, you know.
It's well,
like,
definitely when it's on the bone.
So
you can feel it.
So if you're like up here, like on the upper arm, it's like way better than like, say, maybe on the hand or
pain wise. Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. 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 But I mean, even think
it's like the more meat you have in the area.
Well, like,
you know,
when it got
John
around on the
meat.
Inside of the arm, like that for me, yeah. But I'm kind of weird anyway, as yeah. far
That's
as my
pain
favorite threshold.
One. The coloring on that is.
Yeah.
Like yeah. around like
how old is
this,
that tattoo right there with those?
This, no, it's how old is it? It's old.
Months.
More than months.
It's less
years.
Than a year.
Okay. No, it's years.
This?
This is years.
Oh,
we,
girl.
We've known
it
each other
not.
For a while. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you guys
no,
know
I know.
But how long have you been here?
You did not get that when I first
when you
moved
first
here.
Moved here. Yes, yes, I did. Because
it was after
I
that.
Had just the outline. I was sitting right there. With just the
I mean,
outline.
We can look it up on Instagram, but I feel like it, maybe it is a year.
Yeah, it's about a year old. Or I think it's actually even
what
more
month
than that.
Is this?
This is August.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been
well,
a while.
It is on
this
your
This one
arm,
I got
so.
Last November.
Yeah.
This is an Ari, and this is an Ari. This is a Jay Jury. I met Jay. She works at Third Eye Gallery, and I met her through my friend Sarah, and she specializes in a lot of these type of neo traditional flowers. I think I don't even know what the classification is. She does her own cool stuff. And so I want to say 5 years ago when Delilah passed away, I got this tribute for my kitty, and that's old Jay. And then when I decided I want to get a sleeve, I just told her, okay, I want a sleeve from you, do whatever you want to do. And so that she came up with this, probably because of the spiderweb that I have, so it was all kind of naturey. And then when I was waiting to get this done, Nari worked there, and it was just around the time the Avengers movie came out, and he was so stoked about the Avengers movie. So when I decided I wanted to get a Typhoid Mary tattoo, I looked him up on Instagram. I liked his neo-traditional female lady portraits, and I thought, well, he's into comic books, so he'd be totally into doing a Typhoid Mary. And
ta-da.
Ta-da. And so there this, my right arm's going to be my women who were abused and decided, fuck this shit, I'm going to start murdering some men. That's going to be this arm.
This is the man murder arm.
This is the man murder arm, and then my left arm's going to be my nature arm. I think right. I want to get Nari to do a bumblebee on my hand.
There you go.
Because Jay's a little too hard to get a hold of. But the other cool thing because Nari moved over to Pristine Ink. Well, yeah. First he went to Cedar Spring, and then he went to Pristine Ink. And not one, but two tattoo artists there were also on Ink Master, and I got to see them, and I wasn't expecting
which
that.
Ones? I watch that show.
Deanna.
Really?
Okay.
I don't know her last name is. Deanna. You know, redhead.
Boyd.
And Jason Call.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So you can look them up. There have been a lot of people on there, though.
Yeah, no, I've...
But Deanna, she was on, like, the one that Tiffer won.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
She was the last woman standing on that one.
Oh, okay, cool.
She's really
nice. Yeah, no, yeah. No, that's the only reality television show that I watch.
Me too, and I wish it was... a lot of friends that watch that shit, too, agree with me at this. I wish it was like... Do you ever watch Face Off? On Sci-Fi, the makeup competition.
Yeah, I'm familiar, but I don't watch it.
I wish Ink Master was more like that because I hate like Face Off. It's a competition, but the drama. Like they're not so negative against one another. Yeah. It's much more of a collaboration. Agreed. And like, you know, rooting each other on. The drama, the fake drama on that is just too much. Like I fast forward. I just want to watch them do the art stuff.
Fun fact: when I was in the seventh grade. In Kennedale, there was this ramp, mini ramp called Franken Ramp, and it was this. It's probably like 24 foot wide, 7 feet tall, but it was 10 feet off the ground, so it felt bigger than it was. It was like this orange, painted orange masonite mini ramp that I would get dropped off at Saturday morning and skate all day. And Oliver Peck was the. The local ripper who would be there like every Saturday at Franken Ramp, and like that dude taught me like so many tricks on mini ramp that it was just ridiculous. Like, it was crazy. And so like, you know, so my gallery, was in Deep Ellum for like 9 years on Commerce Street, and Elm Street Tattoo was on Elm, obviously. And so, you know, Oliver and I like, you know, were kind of like had this like really sort of, parallel thing happening that were, you know, obviously not, you know, in the same vein at all, but yeah, that's a little bit of fun trivia about he and I.
You could have gotten an Oliver Peck tattoo.
No, you know, no, it's funny though, because like, you know, like the American traditional is not something that I would ever get tattooed, but if I did, it would be by him for sure. Not only because he's really good at it, but also because of our shared history. But yeah, man, like that guy, like, and it's funny too, because like in skateboarding, like the people that are, I mean, he was really good, you know, like, I mean, you know, he was a sponsored skateboarder and, you know, he rode Vans and, you know, I mean, he was a good skateboarder. And, you know, a lot of times, the best skateboarder at the park or, you know, wherever you're at is not the nicest person. And he totally was like, he never like vibed out like little grommet kids like me that were like just trying to learn tricks and stuff like that. Like, and so that show has always had like a super special place for me just because of my interaction with him as a little kid. But yeah, and so and also is like kind of raised my awareness about good tattoos versus bad tattoos. Obviously.
I don't know. Sometimes on that show, I'm like, they're really nitpicking.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but sometimes it's like.
But sometimes that's like, ooh, that was bad. Shit.
Like I can't even believe how bad it is.
Like the wonky-eyed baby portrait.
Or like, you know,
like cross-eyed.
Or like, you know, the like
I saw that baby at brunch.
Or the American traditional like the pinup with like some
crazy hands are all
messed
up
face, like where it's just like ugh, like some crazy man face, you know. It's so bad.
How was your week, Megan?
Oh, wow.
And please do tell about the prophetic dream that I had. Are we allowed to?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't met this dude.
All right, can we talk about the other thing, too, with the thing? With the
Which one?
Thing? No, we should probably
Which
not
thing?
Talk about that. The thing with the thing that we talked about last week. And that thing
Give me
and
some
thing.
More context clues. Do you want to write it down?
Yeah.
Why don't you write that down on a piece of paper?
Okay. I was trying to get more...
Oh, you mean the sex trafficking thing. Yeah, we can talk about that. It was profitable.
Thing.
Which one?
The one from last week that
The one that I can't listen to. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, we can do that. I feel like it's my obligation at this point. Like, because I'm a dickhead. should we start there?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, it's you take us there. You're the tour
guide. As chronology goes. So last week we had a discussion about a date that I had. This was this is a week before last week.
It was a week before. Yeah, we took last week like off. 2 weeks we had our ago. Big business meeting last week.
We did have a business meeting last week. And I talked about a date that I had with a dude that, you know, like our senses of humor didn't necessarily match up. But he was a very nice person. Anyway, sometimes what I do is I forget who I tell about the podcast and who I don't. And I, the only thing I can think is that I like, I felt particularly comfortable with this fellow because he was so nice. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, he's not going to judge me. He seems like an okay dude. So Secretly Timid is this podcast that I do, you know, whatever. But most of the time when I talk to dudes, I assume that they're not listening to the words that I'm saying.
Oh, could you, oh.
What? It feels
I'm just
safe.
I'm a very empathetic person. I'm putting myself into his shoes right now.
Yeah, no.
He's driving to work.
Let me tell you.
And then he
doesn't drive to work. He walks because he's a very practical fellow.
He's walking to work.
He's walking
and then
to work.
His ears start to burn.
I don't know when he listened to it, but he did listen to the episode. And I'll tell you, like, I got this very. I have to say.
Well, first, explain it to completely to Brian, because he didn't probably listen to last week's or 2 weeks
well, no.
ago episode.
Why would you do that? I had a date with a dude, and, you
we
know.
We discussed it on air.
We discussed it on air. Well, I am telling the story.
It wasn't a heart match.
It wasn't a heart match. I don't feel like I was.
I do remember in the moment my empathy kicked in and I was I've got to defend this guy a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I like this person. Yeah. It wasn't going to, there were no, you know, feels. So, this dude like texts me the same day that you released the podcast, which is very quick. It was a Sunday. He listened to it right away. Well, not good for him because it hurt his feelings. Oh, God damn it. So, yeah. I listened to an episode of... he listened to PCP, and he said it was very entertaining.
I mean, that last, especially that last episode with
PCP
Brian was
fucking
hilarious. Queen Laquifa. I was driving to Windstar when Queen Laquifa came on, and I
John
did
came up
laugh.
With that all by himself.
I laughed out loud.
God damn it, I love that guy. So he listened to a PCP episode. So he listens to both of my podcasts, and he came upon Secretly Timid, and he was like, "So, anyway, I'm just going to summarize this. He was very tactful.
You don't want to read it?
I don't know if I.
Oh God, what if he's listening now and he's like, and she's going to read my text metamolition?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say that like. I don't know. I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't listen to me anymore because I'm a piece of shit. Oh,
you should read it.
I don't know, dude.
I feel like our other three listeners really want to hear it.
All right. Well,
they want to cringe.
Okay. After D&D today, I decided to check out Secretly Timid, and the newest episode was recently uploaded, and I guess you could say it was enlightening? Sorry I came across as humorless and over-sherry. You asked for this, John. You asked me to do it, and now I'm doing it. When I'm nervous, I get talkative. I honestly regretted not having asked you more about yourself. When I talked about it on the podcast, it was not a criticism that he was too into himself. That was not what I was saying. You don't owe me another date. Regardless of how the first ended, and I certainly wasn't trying to guilt you into a second, which I never got that impression, ever. I did not feel like he was doing that. So I must have miscommunicated that. Anyway, I appreciate you saying I'm nice, at least.
wasn't as cringeworthy.
Well, I mean, we're finished here. So I think your friends are right. Let's not waste each other's time. That was your advice. I'm sorry I misread the situation and communicated poorly. Just to be clear, I'm not angry. I wish you the best and hope that you have better luck going forward. Thanks for a fun evening. This dude is fucking classy as shit, right?
Yeah, man. Super
this
nice.
Is trivia guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not...
So, Yeah, it was the trivia guy. So I waited a few days because I had a lot of shit going on, and I didn't want to half-ass my response because he was so nice. And so I wrote back and I said, I'm really sorry about all of it. You don't come off as humorless or over-sherry. That was a dick move on my part, and I apologize. I thought you were lovely. Not a match for me, but I think you're a really good dude. And frankly, being a good match for me at this point wouldn't exactly be a compliment, obviously. So I'm sorry to have been hurtful. It wasn't my intention. I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for. Again, I'm really, truly sorry. And then he wrote back. What?
Continue.
He said, thank you for the apology, Megs. I accept your and very much appreciated. Best of luck if you. That's super fucking classy.
Yeah.
So nice dude. Really fucking nice. I am a dickhead. Still, as it turns out. That has not resolved itself, apparently.
It's all right.
That was very brave of you.
You got to be who you are yourself in this world.
To what?
So that was very brave of you to expose yourself like that.
Oh, no, it's not brave. I'm just drunk. All the time. All right. Speaking of text messages. So there was a dude. This is the polar bear dude.
Oh, my prophetic dream.
Yeah, your prophetic dream. So John texted me like Monday or Tuesday, and he says, I just had this dream about you last night where you and I were buying concert tickets, and you said we need to buy three because Paul wants to go. And I thought, who is Paul? And I said, funny you should say that. Shit, I shouldn't have said. Anyway, I don't know his last name. It doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
Whatever.
There's a lot of Pauls in Dallas.
Exactly.
Fort Worth Metroplex.
It's not the Paul. Paul.
No. Fuck, where did this go? He's the polar bear guy.
Well, now you might as well just say his last name if you know it.
I don't know if I know
Polar
Paul. How many Paul the polar bear guys can there be? Paul's like, oh, that's me she's talking about.
God damn it. I haven't met this dude. I talked to him on the phone, which was a surprise. I was with Ryan Obermeyer, and we were on our way out to Cedar Springs, and I was like putting on makeup. Yep, we're gonna hurry this up.
No, I'm not trying to hurry you up. I'm just saying that I have to go in 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Anyway, he was like, "Let's exchange phone numbers." And this is like 11:30 at night, and I sent him my phone number, and he called me immediately. And I'm like, I'm getting ready. Yeah, because the
polar bear guy did this?
Yeah.
Jesus,
God. I mean, I liked his profile because he has a picture of himself with polar bears in the background. Oh, man. Like polar bear paintings.
How do he call you? Like, what?
Have you told this man about the podcast yet?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. I feel like polar bear guy is either just very eccentric. Excited.
Maybe he's excited.
He's either eccentric and harmless, or he's a fucking serial killer. And then when you get murdered, everybody will be like, there are all these signs!
I know.
There are all these signs!
The crazy thing is about his
polar bear photos that he has framed in
his
house.
He's got a mustache.
No. Is that they're really old and super faded. Like, the polar bear photos. They're
digital.
No, I know, but they're not... They're not.
What are you saying here?
What I'm saying is that, like, I don't know, maybe this guy's not playing with a full deck of cards. I don't know. Like, he has some old ass faded polar bear photos that should
have
more color in
them. Photos. I don't know, but they should have more
color in them, though. Like, I feel like they're like ancient,
dude,
like offset lithos.
You have fucking photos of women with like flower crowns that aren't real. I don't think that's a good barometer.
Dude, it just seems like they're faded offset photos that this dude.
Okay,
like,
it's
really
not that I disagree with you. I think you're right. I think he is not playing with full deck, and I will tell you why. Okay, I don't think I told you. I didn't tell you about this at brunch. I saved this for right now. So John texts me about that, and I was like, funny you should say that. I got a text from him this morning at 8:44, so it's good, you know, it's like, this is Wednesday. So, you know, at least he's like up before 9 on a weekday. he says, hi, it's Paul. I quit my job on Monday, and then I got bit pretty bad by a person.
by a person? What?
It might be a bad week for me to go gallivanting because he was asking me to take me on a date.
Gallivanting?
Yep. And I said, I said, no problem. Sorry it wasn't by a polar bear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Man.
This guy with his, like, crazy faded-ass polar bear photos. Yep.
He doesn't explain that.
If you keep fucking with this dude, he's going to kill you.
Well, yeah, hopefully.
Why somebody bit him?
No.
Were they trying to get away? You know
what? And I didn't even fucking ask. So yes. I sent that over Skype to all of my coworkers that morning. I was like, hey, you guys. Here's the next installment of Meg's Dates on a Dating App.
So Megan learned nothing from Trivia Guy.
That's right.
Now we're going to get a message for Polar Bear Paul.
So I said, sorry, it wasn't by a polar bear. And he said, that would have taken my Tinder profile to the next level. And I said, the last level, I would imagine. And he says, don't worry. I'm big on jobs. It's a temporary setback. Maybe we can still go on a date if you get married. And then if you don't get married in the next week or so. I know that's a lot of wishful thinking, though. And I said, if I get married again, particularly in the next week, you'll know that I've lost my goddamn mind and you're not going to want to go on a date with me anyway. And he said, the crazier, the better. And then I never said anything again.
Oh my God.
Nor will I. I think that's probably the end of it. You know what? I thought this guy like maybe had like a next level sense of humor. And that is the problem because when you really appreciate like weirdo, dry senses of humor, you're asking for Murder City.
Yeah, genius like, and crazy are just right.
Oh, I know. I know. Comedic genius and homicide are very closely related.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Okay, all right. The end. Well, I had lots of other stuff. But
okay, well, hang on. I'm just going to step out, and you guys can continue on. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, thanks.
You can edit this out or whatever. But anyways, this was super fun.
We were so glad that you're here.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry I have to bounce. Oh, I tried to push my thing at 4:30 to 5:30.
It's cool. No, it's cool.
But I couldn't.
We really just don't have any concept of time. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we can sometimes
love you guys on. Super lots.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Text me. We will talk soon.
You want to take a quick break so I can get some more coffee?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up. Take a pause.
We're back.
Okay, so
Brian's gone.
Brian is gone.
Thank you, Brian.
Now we can talk about him. So I went to Rubber Gloves. Rubber Gloves is reopened.
How do you like the new space? Is it the same as the old space?
No. I really like it, actually. I'm ashamed to say it, but it's like way cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was never impressed with Rubber Gloves.
Rubber Gloves was filthy.
It was dirty.
Yeah, it was very bad. I didn't go to the restroom, but I heard that they were fantastic now. But they have this like massive outdoor space that also has like a band shell kind of area. But you can also sit and whatever. But they have the regular, the original indoor space where people would do shows is still there. So Riverboat Gamblers were the headliners on Friday.
I'm aware of that band.
Yeah, they're not fantastic. Fadi is still beautiful as fuck. Everybody else is like,
I need to look this person
It's
up.
A very you've, formulaic
you've mentioned how kind attractive of, this man is.
He is really something. He used to ride his motorcycle up to Bruce Hall when I was a freshman in college with his sleeveless shirt teasing everyone. I sound like a dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he was asking for it.
You're thirsty.
He knew exactly what he was doing to us. Riverboat Gamblers. They are now from Austin, but they were from Denton. It's a very formulaic pop punk kind of, you know, routine. It's, it's not bad. It's just not special, except for Fadi. He's very special.
Is this him?
Please call me. Fadi is this guy in the middle there.
Oh, yeah, I would fuck that guy.
Yeah, that's why they put him in the middle, because he's beautiful.
Yeah, he is beautiful. Let's try to get him on the show.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Please don't. I think my vagina would melt if that guy came to my apartment. My vagina would melt from the inside. I don't think I could handle it. Let's see what else. So Abbreviations, which is Ashley, formerly Chromeans, but now Lear, Ashley Lear. She was in Record Hop. You remember them?
Of course I do.
Good job. she has a new band called Abbreviations. Very good. She also does Deaf Rain, which I've not seen live, but and I was standing there and she came up to me and she's, and I haven't seen this woman probably since, I don't know.
She remembered you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's weird. And I, it made me feel really good actually, because it's been a long time. It was probably like 2006 is the last time I've seen her. So what, 13 years, something mm-hmm. like that. We exchanged numbers and I asked her if she wanted to be on PCP. So she said yes.
And then ask her if she wants to be on ST?
Yeah. That's the next step. Okay. You got to work up from like music to dick jokes, which we're not doing anymore, apparently. No. We're not going to do those.
Fuck it. We'll do it. I don't care. My coworker's fine.
Fuck it. We'll do the dick jokes.
We say, I always say we're going to be. It's like whenever I play poker with my friends, I'm like, I'm going to be respectful this time. I'm not going to say anything wrong. I'm not going to accuse anybody of being a white supremacist. And then the first 5 minutes, I'm calling Tammy.
If we're not
going to
talk about dicks, what are we going to talk about? What else is there to talk about?
I also said I would blow Rick in front of Maggie to get into the couples poker tournament that she's trying to do, because I feel like it's very discriminatory.
Yep.
Because she said because she wanted to do a couples tournament next year, and I said, okay, Rick, will you be my boyfriend for the couples tournament? She said, no, that's not allowed. And I said, why not? And she said, well, because he's already part of the group. And I said, well, your fucking husband's part of the group. You're telling me he's not going to be your couple? This is some
Bullshit. This is a bullshit. So.
Discrimination.
Capital D. Capital D is what we do best on this podcast. Yeah. Let's not get rid of the dick jokes.
Talk about Denton some more.
All right. Horry's also played John's band. Mm.
Sexy Special John.
Special John. They did a fantastic job. Also, I met his son, his eldest son. He seemed like a very nice dude that he was talking to me. He was talking to me about
how old is he when you say so? I have no
idea. I think he's 19.
Oh, so this is a man.
Yeah, he's going to UNT.
Okay.
And he was talking to me about, what was it, experimental art. And I was like, what the fuck is non-experimental art? He's like, well, you know, and I was kind of giving him a hard time. Like as a joke, but I understood that we didn't have a rapport yet because
Amanda Dunbar is not experimental art.
Yeah. Ooh, I met her.
I've met her twice when we were in high school and she was always nice the entire time.
Oh, she was super nice.
Yeah. I shouldn't talk shit about her, but yeah.
Actually, when I met her, I was at, our old art history teacher's, nursing home room. And she was there and she's like, oh, you're Megan. I've heard about you. And I was like, hi.
We used to call you Renoir bitch.
You used to call me what? What did you say?
Renoir bitch.
Oh.
Call her that. No. Some people that I know used to call her Renoir bitch, I think. Doesn't her painting kind of look like Renoir?
Man, I don't know. I told her, I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen your paintings, but I haven't seen her paintings. No. I have no idea.
She did do that one Charlotte Church album cover.
Yeah, I thought there was a connection there, but I couldn't put my finger on it, so I just left it.
She might have been on the Oprah Winfrey Show once.
I think she goes by Mandy.
Of course.
I think it's Mandy Dunbar. Yeah. Anyway. So Horry's played. I got to meet John's eldest son, which was lovely. It was a lovely meeting. It was bigly. I feel like Trump. Like, oh, I just like...
lovely people. I hate how he says people. People.
Fuck it. Oh, God damn it. Okay. What else? Oh, I saw Will Kapanos from Dim Locator, also of formerly Jet Screamer, which was a very good band from Denton back in the day. They had a Nissan commercial, which was the thing. Let's see what else. Yesterday, during the day, I went on a friendly non-date with a dude that I met. We'll call him Rockwall. It has nothing to do with his dick. I don't know. I don't have any information about his dick.
Rockwall, that's like the island.
It's not an island.
It feels like an island.
I think it's a suburb of Dallas.
I'm thinking of Rowlett.
Yep. Yep. I don't know that Rowlett is
an island. It's not even island. No. It's not, you need to cross a bridge to get there.
I don't think there are any islands. Rockwall, though, I do believe is across a bridge.
The world is one big island.
Whale. I saw Brian with his penis.
Yeah, so Rockwall, very nice dude. We met at an arcade in...
Cool.
It's super cool.
What'd you play?
I don't know, all Skee-ball. Sorts of shit that I've never played before. I looked like a fool. I am not a natural at all. We did have a really funny conversation, though, however, while we were playing the games that I didn't know how to play. And then we were going to meet up, we went to the parking lot and we were going to meet at a Starbucks so we could talk because it was really loud in there. Because, you know, autistic people get really loud when they're excited.
Artistic or autistic?
Autistic.
Are you is he autistic?
No, but I'm just making a joke about people that go to...
Oh, it just flew over my head. I'm sorry.
It's okay. If jokes are funnier when you explain them in full. So we went to... we were going to go to Starbucks and have a conversation. And then my car wouldn't start. So, nice dude as he is.
Start of a porno.
Man. It didn't end up that way. But I was open to it. Pun intended. So... we went to Starbucks and the AAA came and the...
So embarrassing.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, no.
Did they towed your car?
First of all, I showed up 30 fucking minutes late because of course I did because I don't believe in time. And you know me, I've never been on time in my entire life. And I kept texting like, sorry, I'm almost there. And, you know, like, whatever. So he made jokes about that, which he was, you know... he had a right to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I showed up 30 minutes late and then my car doesn't fucking start. I'm almost a 40-year-old woman.
You're a fucking mess.
I know. I look like somebody that does not have their shit together. And I said, I want to tell you that normally I have my shit together, but I feel like if I said that, that is what somebody who didn't have their shit together would say to you in this situation. So I'm not going to say that, even though I just said it just now. He said, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. He was very polite about it, and tow truck driver came, and it took a little bit, but he did actually start my car again, but something is wrong with it.
Is it the battery dead?
It's not the battery, because we tried to jump my car.
And it went.
Yeah, not a euphemism. We actually did, and it did not work. I think it has something to do with the alternator.
That's what I was going to say.
Which has something to do with electrical currents, which I don't fully understand, but I am saying the words anyway. And then he's like, okay, well, and keep in mind, this dude lives in Rockwall, which is fucking far away, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how far away that is. But he says, well, you know, do you want me to follow you home in case something happens to your car? And I said, no, dude, it's far. You don't need to do that. And he's like, I really would feel better if I just made sure you're okay.
What if he's the killer, though?
He's definitely not a killer. Okay. I mean, not that I don't think he's smart enough or funny enough to be a murderer. I just think
he's not. Interesting, because I remember back years ago with Nan, we would talk about, you know, when men that you just meet, let's say you're at a bar and you excuse yourself to leave and they ask you to escort you to their car. And she's like, no, I don't want you to do that because how do you not know? Like, they're saying that it's polite, but how do you not know that they're going to be the ones to attack you?
Okay, fair enough, except I don't know that that's any more dangerous than walking to your car in the dark by yourself in an empty parking lot. What?
Versus...
Yeah, except there may be, I mean, if somebody is waiting for you in the parking lot, they are almost certainly more dangerous than the person that is walking you to your car, is my point. Plus, I carry a hobo knife.
Most sexual assaults are by somebody that you know.
Yeah, but you don't actually know this person yet, right? So. Anyway, so he followed me back here. And
not a killer.
Not a killer. Here I am. We talked for a few hours on the couch about lots of stuff. It was awesome. He's a nice dude. I really like him. We're going to be friends. And he told me that I was pretty, but not in a creepy way. Like, just like an objective sort of way. Not that that can be objective, but if it were. So, he is my friend. And then what else? Oh, I had a date last night. With a handsome fellow.
Oh, yes. And he is handsome.
He's He's shorter than me.
By like an inch.
No. This dude is a solid 5'7".
Oh, so he's shorter than me.
This is about 4 inches we're talking about with height. I don't have any idea about...
Yeah, it's 6 feet tall.
I am 5'11".
5'7 plus 4 inches. Is that 5'11"?
That's 11.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing.
I know. I've been thinking about
the math. I should edit this out.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't do it. This is, fuck it. We'll do it live. We'll do the math live. So we met at... Have you been... God damn it. Of course. And you. There was no reason for you to go here. Mike's Gemini Twin is the name of this like weirdo bar in the Cedars that I fucking love. It's got... They have a dartboard. And the bartenders are really, really nice. And they have a bunch of booths, and it's not crowded ever. That was my foot. Oh. So we met there and had a fine time. He actually beat me at darts, which is unusual.
He didn't let you win.
No. And I don't want him to do that. Mm. Had a good time. Fucking Christopher Mosley was there. And I went up to him and was like, dude. And he's like, oh, yeah. He kind of acted like he was busy. And I was like, when you're finished, come over here and sit down with us. And he's like, okay. And he never did.
God.
I know. Don't be a dick.
Chris, don't be a dick if you're listening to this. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Also saw our friend Joe, who was with Moe's, who was very friendly. I like that guy a lot. He's filling out nicely. I feel like when he came here, he was maybe not eating because he was too thin, but now he's doing all right. Then we came back here, and we sat on the porch and talked about some stuff and came to an arrangement. And I will see him again in about 4 days or so. 4 to 5 days.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was good. He's a... half Iranian and half Taiwanese. So he made a joke about being half Asian, and I just left that. I made no comments about that, including the one that I'm not making right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was at the end. Had a good week.
We all had good weeks. Very eventful. Except America. So man.
America always has so many bad weeks. I'm sorry,
international listeners. We do not endorse what's going on. We hate him just as much as you do. We know.
Please help us.
We know that it's not looking good.
It is not looking
good. We are in denial. We are in denial. I wish I was trying to distract myself.
I wish I was in denial right now. I wish that the crocodiles would fucking eat me up. This is horrible. What is happening is so much comedy, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Do you think that we're going to...
I don't know what's going to happen.
All right, well.
But until then, you know what is going to happen is we're going to play the song of the week.
Ooh,
and then we're going to be back in a couple weeks.
Of weeks, like approximately 2 weeks.
Two, three, four.
Hopefully we will have a new podcast subject by that time.
What do you mean?
Also, for the new podcast.
What do you mean? Oh, for your show?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like the Meg's dating thing. But I understand just, that there are some flaws to it.
It's not sustainable is the thing. Because I don't actually want to just date. I don't want to have first dates into perpetuity is what I'm saying. Like, that sounds like I should just kill myself instead.
Okay. The feature song of this week that you're going to listen to in just a couple of seconds is Come Over Bad Connection by Ned Dylan. Enjoy yourselves. Be kind to one another and punch a fucking Republican in the face.
Don't encourage violence.
No, don't do that. But at brunch today, I was like, I feel like I'm surrounded by Republicans.
I can't believe that woman was crying and you didn't tell us.
I should have.
Oh, God,
I don't know.
John.
Why didn't I tell you?
I don't know why you didn't tell me. That's my jam.
She was totally crying.
I love shit like that. Yeah. Oh my God.
But all right. it was like fake. It wasn't like boo-hooing. It was like totally like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This is my close-up face right now.
That would have been so much good material. Squandered.
There'll be more crying at Tallulah or whatever the fuck we were at.
Toulouse.
Bye guys. We'll see you soon. Talk to secretlytimid@gmail.com. SecretlyTimid.com. PorpoiseCrispy.
.lisbon.com. Something, I don't know.
Twitter.
Yep.
Facebook, Instagram.
Social media, internet. Yeah.
Boys to men.
ABC.
ABC, BBD. Got that connection on the phone. Ain't got to be loved. You got to be known. You got to be liked. What's the point to live? You got to be bold. What's the point to give? Watch your mouth.
Cause you can't even